parcel. Mark Keenan writes the main story for this morning's Irish Independent. Most families, he writes, cannot now afford the price of what he terms a humble semi-detached home in Irish cities. And as a result, the market for average homes in these cities has been flatlining, with barely any price increase during the past 3 months, despite a huge shortage of property. The average price being asked in the capital, for instance, stands at €443,000, €120,000 more than the generally accepted maximum range of an average couple with two incomes. The figures come from the latest Independent Real Estate Alliance Average House Price Index, which shows the same difficulties being encountered in the other big cities. The Irish Times lead comes in the wake of recent cash seizures by Gardaí in Dublin and Wexford, bringing total seizures of cash in the past 3 years to €8 million. Conor Lally quotes the head of the Criminal Assets Bureau saying that the CAB may now seize assets worth as low as €5,000, as opposed to the previous limit of €13,000, and is increasingly doing so, alerted to the pursuit by the flaunting of wealth by gang members. The Irish Daily Star's lead concerns that Wexford seizure, telling us about the elite Garda squad who stopped and seized the money in Wexford when the car in which it was carried was just 20 minutes away from boarding a ferry to France. The headline over Michael O'Toole's report, "What a result." The Irish Examiner's lead by Elaine Loughlin reports on the paper's annual farming poll, held jointly with the ICMSA. It shows that among rural voters, Simon Coveney is the most recognised minister. But the paper's main angle is that the four female ministers, Heather Humphreys, Regina Doherty, Catherine Zappone and Josefa Madigan, scored lowest on this recognition index. The political scientist Teresa Reedy said that while their numbers in politics have increased, women are often promoted to soft or gender-related portfolios and therefore don't have as high a profile as their male colleagues. The Times Ireland's Catherine Sance leads with a report from the European Broadcasting Union, the head of which is Noel Curran, former Director General of RTE. The good news is that the organisation receives praise for its professionalism, for its trustworthy content and for supporting the Irish creative industry. The bad news is that the broadcaster lacks focus and innovation, that it struggles to appeal to certain audiences and is being stretched beyond what is reasonable by the numbers of services it runs. Meanwhile, The Independent reports that presidential candidate Sean Gallagher has threatened to pull out of the station's first presidential debate, scheduled for radio's News at One programme next Wednesday, unless President Michael D. Higgins confirms he will take part along with all other nominated candidates. RTE, however, has stated that the debate will go ahead as planned, and if anyone is absent, the broadcaster, having requested a reason for the absence, will read this out on air. But finally for now, the front page of the Times Ireland pictures a delighted Miles Kavanagh in his guise as an Irish Elvis being embraced by Sabina Higgins. She was in Castle Blaney, along with her husband and the family of Tom McBride and more than 1,000 of the singer's devotees to attend the unveiling by the president of Big Tom's memorial statue during the inaugural Castle Blaney Celebrates Big Tom Festival.
Thanks.